Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, joins me and Thaddeus McCutter, my colleague and co-host from American Greatness, to report on the war fighting in and around Israel directed by Iran, the brain of the octopus. Thaddeus, you have a question for Malcolm.
Well, let's get right into it, Malcolm. The twin pillars of terrorism. Can you update us on the activities of Hamas and Hezbollah?
Well, I will certainly try. It's good to be with you both. And we've seen so many contradictory statements, messages, things coming out about the different targets, the different capabilities. So we'll start with Hamas, which said that they weren't interested in ruling after the war, Gaza, after the war. And the spokesman, Latif, said this to the Tal al-Arabiya al-Jadid, which is a Qatari publication, and contradicting what Mr. Witkoff, the special envoy, said. And he also changed his comments after his initial statements about Hamas, and then saying that they duped him and agreed to things which they're not agreeing to at all. And they, the people and some of the leadership said that they agreed to, quote, community support committees, which is one of the many fictions that get created in this. We know that many members, senior Hamas commanders, including the head of the military intelligence in southern Gaza, Osama Tabesh, was eliminated. And probably the most significant center of knowledge in Hamas, who played a key role in October 7th, connected to all of the leaders. And he used to give them custom firearms, especially those taken from Israelis and including from people from October 7th. And he'd been involved for many years in the activities. And he's only one of several of the key members of Hamas, which is estimated to now have about 10 to 15% of the rockets. So when you see the launches, it reflects what is the remnant of a massive amount of rockets. They were intercepted, two landed in Israel and harmlessly. This is aside from the ones launched by the Houthis. So we see that the pressure from Israel is aimed first and foremost to get the hostages back. We saw that there was no real movement, that they were playing with the American negotiators who acted in good faith and agreed with Israel's actions to escalate the war. And Israel has divided Gaza into four sections. And in each section, there are four units operating independently. And they will also need to have direct military control of humanitarian aid. More of the civilian leadership be targeted, getting the women and children and non-combatants from neighborhoods into humanitarian bubbles. This is what they're trying to do today, and they've had the backup of the United States. And we see that Hamas continues to say that they're unwilling to compromise, unwilling to be a party to serious negotiations at this point. And they don't care what happens to the people. When they killed al-Badawi, who was the Hamas political bureau member, and several others. I think he was the ninth casualty amongst the bureau's 17 members since the beginning of this war. Six others, members, left Gaza before the conflict began. So the leadership is being eliminated effectively with targeted strikes, including at Al-Nasser Hospital, where they hit one room where Hamas leadership were taking refuge in the hospitals, knowing that Israel wouldn't strike. So Israel found out where they were and eliminated a lot of them. So we are likely to see a continued escalation in Gaza. This is not going to end quickly. Israel has said that if they don't start delivering on the hostages that are there, they will start to take territory and block it off. We know that more than half of Gazans would leave for another country if they have the opportunity. And about 1,000 a month are leaving now, and more would leave. And Israel's trying to facilitate. What is interesting is to see the comments from Egypt and others, how angry the Gazans are at Hamas, finally recognizing that they're the party responsible for this tragedy and not giving in. And it shows that the military pressure is working. On the Hezbollah side, I know this is taking a while, but there's just so much going on. There was an escalation. We saw some crude missiles fired. The president of Lebanon talked about the clashes with Syria and addressed that. And he said the situation is not sustainable and refused to tolerate it, not about what Israel is doing, but about the clashes and what happened on the border, the continuing clashes along the border with the Syrian army. Now, after the rockets were attacked and sirens were heard in Matula and some other places, and again, people from the north are being evacuated, the rockets were intercepted and didn't do much damage. What we're seeing, though, is that Israel has to escalate its efforts to clear the areas. The IDF has been hitting key targets of Hezbollah, trying to degrade their capacity. And they confirmed that they hit multiple Hezbollah assets in the last 24 hours, including command centers and rocket launchers. These are precision strikes carried out in several waves to try to limit any kind of collateral damage, meaning civilian casualties. But they're going to continue as long as these clashes continue.
Malcolm, a detail about the Hezbollah rockets. The effect is to limit or to discourage return to the residents of the north, which have been displaced since October 8th. That would be one effect of these rockets. Now, that is not a good thing, Malcolm, because any family that was thinking about going back is going to say, I don't need this, to doubt every morning. What are they to do, Malcolm? Just abandon their homes?
No, so that actually is an excellent point. And clearly one of the targets of this is to still unrest in the north, where you still have tens of thousands of people who have not returned home, many who cannot return to their homes because they were severely damaged by the rocket fire from Hezbollah during the war. Many businesses that will never reopen, you know, vineyards that were excellent wine grown up in the north that have been destroyed and will take 3 years for them to come back. And so people were starting to come back. And the tens of thousands had come back. Now people in Matula are being told to move. That's the most northern part, you know, where the finger of Israel in the north, and others as well. So you have exactly that destabilization factor, and people then start to give up hope. And Israel cannot afford to have them abandon those communities, those cities, and Kiryat Shmona, other places, which I know you've seen as well in the north. These are beautiful communities. It's a beautiful life up there, but not when you have rockets coming. And until they really have faith that the border is secure, you will still see that this uncertainty continue.
The Houthis, another arm of the octopus. The Houthis have effectively shut down the Red Sea to shipping and damaged the cost effectiveness of shipping worldwide, certainly draining the resources of major shipping companies. The U.S. Navy is or is not, the U.S. Air Force is or is not beginning a campaign, not just a one-off, a campaign against the Houthis. Can we clarify that, Malcolm?
Absolutely. And you're right, 75% of U.S. flag shipping has to go around Africa. It costs about $1 million to ship extra that we pay, the consumers pay for that cost. And, of course, the Suez Canal is being devastated. So the answer is yes, there is a campaign. They ordered the USS Carl Vinson, CVN 70, which had been operating in the East China Sea, to immediately change course and head to the Middle East. And then we know that this is to increase pressure on the Houthis. The USS Harry Truman is staying in the U.S. CENTCOM area for another month. It was supposed to return. So you now have two carriers. The Carl Vinson is going to be positioned in the Gulf of Oman or the Persian Gulf and to strengthen the deterrence against Iran. And now they're talking about a third carrier, the Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group, to send them to the Middle East. I think this really gives the answer to your question about the escalation and the part of our military posture. And they want to counter the growing regional threats. And of course, all of this is a message to Iran as well. The United States has carried out wave after wave of attack. They've been very successful. You see the explosions that follow. But the Houthis continue to attack naval targets in the Red Sea. They shot down another $1 million U.S. MQ-9 observation drone, one of several many that they've shot down. So they continue to respond aggressively to the United States' actions in the region. But it's an escalating situation. It's amazing how the Houthis can sustain these efforts over despite the heavy bombardment that has been going on for so long. And the Americans are targeting the leadership, and some of them have been successfully removed.
To go to Iran, just quickly, Malcolm, there's reports of damage to a refinery or an oil field in Abadan. There's also a report of the Iranian inadequate response. We know they don't have any air defense. Do we know if this was sabotage or just bad practice in the oil field?
Well, so they're claiming that this is not an attack. There was a massive fire. It broke out in the refinery in Abadan. The public relations people for the refinery said the fire broke out in one of the oil tanks because of a lightning strike. That is not believed. The U.S. intelligence is flying planes along outside of Iran's territorial waters along the Iranian coast. And we know that they're continuing to smuggle weapons to Hezbollah from Syria. And this becomes another point of contention between Syria and Lebanon, but also to the Houthis. So they continue to try to destabilize and to maintain some effort. At the same time, Iran is battling a crisis now. The water level in the dam supplying nearly all of Tehran's drinking water plunged to the lowest levels on record, just as their currency is at the lowest level, almost a million to the dollar. And water rationing and power cuts are expected, especially during the summer, because the drought has taken over so much of the country. They say lakes are disappearing. Farmers are struggling, huge sinkholes appearing as the water levels go down. So this is a real crisis, and they called it water bankruptcy. And the shortages are because of decades and decades of mismanagement, something if they had good relations with Israel, they would have been able to address.
Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, Thaddeus McCutter, American Greatness. When we come back, a review of the activity of 2023 prior to the attack on Israel. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.